We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories. Well, the teachers union had been demanding that city schools go back to weekly COVID testing for staff and students, and that is what is happening now. But the union isn't happy with everything City Hall is doing regarding COVID, as Glenn Schuck reports live from City Hall this morning. Glenn?
No, they are not, Lee. Just a week into the school year, in fact, this announcement from the mayor yesterday.
We will now go to weekly testing. We'll be testing in elementary, middle, and high school, each school, every week. And then we will change the quarantine approach, and we'll align to the CDC guidance on that.
In terms of that CDC guidance, this is what's going to happen, Lee. If there's a positive test in a classroom, the mayor says the unvaccinated, whether it's a teacher or students, will not have to quarantine if those students are masked and 3 feet distance. But UFT President Mike Mulgrew is saying that that's not going to work.
There was a positive case inside of a classroom. That classroom would quarantine for 10 days. Now the mayor is saying that as long as the children are always 3 feet apart and they have well-fitted masks on, that only the child who tests positive would have to be quarantined and the rest of the students would stay in place. We do not agree with that at all.
That's Mulgrew live on 1010 Winds yesterday. Now, these changes begin next Monday, but as you can hear, Lee, the teachers union not too thrilled about it. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, live here at City Hall.
As planned, there was a Black Lives Matter protest outside Carmine's restaurant on the Upper West Side last night, with demonstrators demanding that charges be dropped against three women accused of beating up a hostess who demanded to see their proof of vaccination. Our Samantha Liebman with more from outside Carmine's this morning. Sam?
Yeah, and Lee, the three women charged with assaulting the hostess at Carmine's provided proof of vaccination, according to their lawyer, Justin Moore. He says the hostess uttered a racial slur at his clients after other members of their party had issues with their vaccine proof.
Not only was the N-word used, but this hostess called one of them a monkey.
Moore claims the hostess's injuries in that melee are from co-workers restraining her. New video with no sound shows the women surrounding the hostess before the shoving ensues. This as protesters descended on the restaurant last night. Black Lives Matter of Greater New York's Hawk Newsom calling for that hostess to be fired.
And this vaccine passport was used as an excuse for Carmine's to cover their employees' racist ways.
Carmine's owner released an updated statement saying his employee was doing her job and that the women's lawyer is just trying to make excuses for his client's behavior. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds, live on the Upper West Side.
We're still waiting for a positive ID on the remains found in Wyoming, believed to be those of Gabby Petito, and the search continues for her now former fiancé, Brian Laundrie. The FBI raided his parents' home in Florida yesterday, but they didn't find him. They'd been checking a wildlife refuge in Florida, but former FBI agent Brad Garrett told our Bridget Quinn that's a tough job.
When you're talking about a park that's like 25,000 acres, which I think that preserve might be, I mean, think about that. Can you cover every square inch of it? Of course not. But I think it's a reasonableness factor. They did all the reasonable things they could do. Yes, the vehicle was found there. Does that absolutely tell you he's there? The answer is no. But I will tell you, I've searched a lot of remote areas, and you can be right on top of somebody and not know it.
Laundrie's lawyer was going to hold a news conference today, but he canceled it after talking to the FBI. A school bus and a box truck collided on Flanders Road in Riverhead yesterday. The truck driver had to be hospitalized. Six kids were treated for minor injuries. Cops say the truck rear-ended the bus. Suffolk County cops have impounded the truck for inspection. Dylan Desasor of the Bronx recorded a Facebook video yesterday complaining about poverty in the Bronx. A few hours later, he was shot to death. Cops say he was with a group of friends outside the Sotomayor houses in Soundview when a man dressed in black, wearing a mask, fired six shots into the crowd, killing Desasor and wounding a second man. No word on the motive for the killing. Dylan Desasor was 43 years old.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.